From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. Today's the day Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is expected to sign the coming fiscal year state budget into law. He'll also likely trim some of the things lawmakers put into the budget because the state isn't bringing in as much money as it had expected. Marshall Griffin reports.
The first-year Republican governor has not indicated how much money he may remove from the nearly $28 billion spending plan that starts Saturday. As it stands, the budget provides K-12 schools with $45 million more than the current fiscal year, and an extra $143 million for social services, which oversees most of the state's Medicaid spending. Missouri's higher education system is slated to receive $122 million less than the current fiscal year. Greitens also may make adjustments to the current state budget that expires at midnight. By law, the state must have a balanced budget before the fiscal year ends. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Governor Eric Greitens is signing bills to allow farm equipment on highways at night and tax propane used as vehicle fuel. Greitens announced his support yesterday. One new law will allow farm machinery with proper lighting on state highways at night. The law also will tax propane used for motor vehicles. The tax starts at 5 cents and will increase gradually to 17 cents per gallon by 2025. Another provision will allow Department of Transportation workers to use flashing red and blue lights while working at night. Missouri lawmakers are trying to narrowly curtail a St. Louis ordinance barring discrimination for women's reproductive choices. That's different from what media outlets, including St. Louis Public Radio, have reported. Governor Eric Greitens has contended the city law infringes on the rights of crisis pregnancy centers, which discourage women from having abortions. Greitens' office and Republican Senator Andrew Koenig say a bill under consideration will keep some of the city ordinance intact, rather than preempt the entire law.
You know, it'll make it unenforceable when it comes to alternatives to abortion organizations or anyone who wants to, you know, rent to an abortion facility, they could basically say no to that provision.
Alderwoman Megan Green, who sponsored the city law, contends the city ordinance already exempts these agencies. Lawmakers are expected to resume debate in July. The final pieces of a Confederate monument have been removed from a St. Louis park. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that most of the 38-foot monument was removed from Forest Park in St. Louis on Wednesday. The monument stood in the park for decades before it became the focus of a dispute between the city and the Missouri Civil War Museum. The city and the museum both claimed ownership of the monument. The city wanted to remove it, but the museum sued, saying it owned the monument. The two sides reached an agreement that required the museum to remove the structure by today. It will store the monument until a permanent site outside of St. Louis County can be found. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.